There's a new cereal in the neighborhood with owls and ghosts.
Tastes real good.
Ghostbusters!
Marshmallow ghosts. Fruit-flavored O's. Ghostbusters taste great with milk and juice and toast. A nutritious breakfast with the ghosts.
Ghostbusters!
Fruit-flavored O's.
Ghostbusters!
Marshmallow ghosts.
Ghostbusters!
What are you gonna crunch?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Dan Aykroyd Podcast. I'm your host, Scott White. And what are we looking at this time? I've had one of these before. It's called stretching. The Dan Aykroyd Podcast, where Dan Aykroyd's connection to the podcast is really, really thin. And this is really, really thin because this podcast is looking at Ghostbusters Afterlife, the serial. That's right. Hear that right there? The cereal. That's what I'm reviewing. That's what I'm looking at on this podcast. So not only is this going to be a stretching... The Dan Aykroyd Podcast. This is also going to be a micro... Dan Aykroyd Podcast. Because it ain't gonna be that long when you're talking about cereal. And literally the only connection between Dan Aykroyd and the cereal, the advertising on the box is based on the movies by the characters created by Dan Aykroyd and Harold Ramis. And why don't we do that? Why don't we just look at the box? I will describe the box. Since this is an audio podcast, the front of the box has the famous Ghostbuster logo, but it looks old. It looks worn. Like it's from the past, which it looks kind of cool, but do you really want to be advertising old cereal on the front of your box? Of course, it's for kids. Kids are pretty dumb, so they're not going to catch it up. Now, also on the box, apparently in the new movie, we're going to have mini Marshmallow Men. And those are some of the Marshmallow... Actually, they're not. I'm taking that back. But on the front of the box is mini Marshmallow Men. They're also on the sides of the box. Front of the box, very, very colorful. It's going to catch a kid's eye if he or she is walking down the cereal aisle. Now, on the back, there is a survey saying, do you have what it takes to be a Ghostbuster? And they ask you questions. Do you believe in ghosts? What do you do if you find a secret chest hiding an old ghost in your apartment? What do you do? And then they give you it's opinion questions. There's no right or wrong answer, but at the end, your grading system tells you how good a Ghostbuster you would be or how bad a Ghostbuster would be. If you answered all your questions, I would run away if I saw a ghost. Or if you answered, I'd stick around and see what the ghost wanted to say. Stuff like that. You're grading kids on their opinions. And I know this is supposed to be a little fun thing where all the kids are going to say, well, I'd stick around. But if you wanted to promote the movie, I know the movie's been screwed up. It was supposed to come out last year. COVID fucked that up. It's coming out this year. Why wouldn't you write questions about things that happen in the movie? So if a kid buys this, he can't answer these questions unless he goes sees the movie. So that would give the kid incentive to see the movie. Maybe see it again if they can't remember the questions. Marketing within marketing. Because I'm pretty sure the cereal is not going to be mentioned in the movie, but you can mention the movie as much as you want on the back of the cereal box. Missed opportunity, in my opinion. So that is how the cereal is packaged. Colorful box, big Ghostbuster logo, mini characters from the movie. Now, what is in the cereal? There was a Ghostbusters cereal back in 1985, 86 when the original came out. And I think it was basically the same. It was corn puffs with marshmallows. Now, the corn puffs in the earlier version, the 1986 version, were shaped like the no ghost sign, the circle with the line through it, which had to do with the movie. And I think the little things were shaped like ghosts and Slimer. Everything connected to the movie. Great. Great marketing. No problem with that. In this new cereal, the corn puffs are just circles. They're just circles. They look like tricks. That's exactly what they look like. They look like tricks. And they're red, and I tasted them, so they're strawberry-flavored tricks. That's all there is. There's no variety. Now, the marshmallows, they have blue, and they have white. The white marshmallows are supposed to be ghosts. Generic ghosts. Nothing specific about them at all. Just generic ghosts. And then the blue, I don't even know what they're supposed... Are they supposed to be stars? I don't know what they're shaped like. It's a star. What's this? It looks like a blue star. What's a blue star have to do with Ghostbusters? Maybe it has something to do with the movie. I don't know. Maybe that could have been a question on the back. What do the blue stars mean in the movie? You can go see the movie, answer the question, and enjoy the cereal. And they have the little... they probably couldn't get that down. And they're also white, so you'd have two white marshmallows, but like the mini marshmallow men make the marshmallow shape like them. I don't know if they couldn't do it. But it's this blue stars. Lucky Charms. So this cereal, just by looking at it, the trick cereal and put the Lucky Charms marshmallows, put them together, you'd have what this cereal looks like. Now, the taste. Finally tasted it. This is an incredibly bland tasting cereal. Like I said, it's not like tricks. It's not like, you know, it's not like a cornucopia of flavors going in your mouth. It's strawberries. And the strawberries, you can barely, it's not a flavor explosion in your mouth when you eat this. And the marshmallows are just like Lucky Charms marshmallows. You know, they crunch different than the Corn Puffs, but you don't really get a taste out of them unless you eat the marshmallows one at a time. That's the only way you get a taste of what the marshmallows taste like, and that's the only way you get a taste of what the Corn Puffs taste like. I ate the whole bowl, and it felt like it was the equivalent of eating a bowl of Cheerios. Only Cheerios, I know what it tastes like, and I actually enjoy the taste. This had no taste. It had nothing of its own. This cereal borrows from all the other cereals, and then when you put them together, actually fails to taste like anything good. This cereal is no good. It is bland. It turns the blue stars. Your milk goes off blue. Some cereals you get chocolatey milk. Some cereals you get strawberry milk. This you get off blue. You drink it afterwards, you get that milk, they get that chocolate rush or whatever the flavor of the cereal is. You drink this and it's just like drinking milk, only blue. So maybe if you want to, you know, recreate the scene in Star Wars where they're drinking the blue milk, have a couple of bowls of this and then pour the milk into a pitcher. Boom. There you got your cosplay milk in front of you. But it doesn't even taste anything. When you're a kid, that's the whole thing. Drinking the milk, drinking the cereal-flavored milk after you eat the cereal. And it's not here. So, what do I say? This is a thumbs down. Do not buy this. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to buy Trix, and I want you to buy Lucky Charms. Go through the Lucky Charms, take out all the marshmallows, and then pour yourself a bowl of Trix, and then put marshmallows in it. And you will have a much better time. It's a little work. It's a little work. But you will have a much better cereal than you have with Ghostbusters The Afterlife. This cereal obviously won't stick around too long. It'll be gone right after the movie is gone. They're just making it to cash in and get a buck. I understand that. But the cereal is no good. And of course, like all other cereals that aren't healthy, it's just loaded with sugar and stuff like that. Serving size is one cup. Yeah, we're all eating one cup of cereal. That's what we're doing. So I would say just pass on the Ghostbusters Afterlife cereal. Don't even bother. If your kids want it, try to explain to them it's not going to taste well, but if you buy it for them, I would say be prepared to throw a half-eaten box of cereal away at the end of a couple months, because I can't see anybody finishing this box of cereal if they don't have to. If they're forced to eat, the only way this box is getting finished is if they have to, if you force somebody to eat, like on a dare. And that's it. Like I said, this is a stretching... the Dan Aykroyd Podcast, and this is a micro Dan Aykroyd Podcast. I'm going to have a full episode coming out pretty soon. I haven't put one out in a while, so that's why I'm putting this one out. I just wanted to make sure that I'm let you guys know I'm still here. I'm still thinking of you guys, having this little mini episode. Just stay tuned. A new one's going to be coming out pretty soon. I'm going to have a lot of guests coming up on my podcast. That's really going to be cool. So I want to thank everyone for listening to the Dan Aykroyd Podcast, and we'll see you here next time.
To support this podcast, please go to www.patreon.com/ScottWhite and give what you're able. If you're listening on iTunes, please give a review. That should help people find this podcast. And no matter what services you use to listen, please leave feedback. We always want to improve. Thank you for listening to the Dan Aykroyd Podcast.
There's a cereal in the neighborhood. New Slimer ghosts, fruit flavored oats. Ghostbusters with milk and juice and toast. A complete breakfast with the ghost.
If you liked Ghostbusters the movie, you'll love the real thing. You can win a trip to the real Ghostbusters headquarters, bring a friend, and meet a real Ghostbuster.
Ghostbusters!
Look for the record in specially marked boxes of Ghostbusters Cookie Crisp and Dinosaurs.
This has been a Cross the Streams Media Podcast.